This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show. This is the voice from the head of the lakes, station KUWS, broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin. It's Wednesday, March 15th, 1933, and welcome to the Martin and McKenna Show. Good evening, Jack McKenna speaking, with your newsman Lou Martin standing by. We'll bring you the latest in weather, music from our time. Now Lou Martin with the People's Drugstore 5 o'clock news. People's Drug at Belknap and Baxter, with every soap on sale for 5 cents a bar. Hi, Lou. Still standing by, I see.
This is one of the newsiest days that I've ever seen, Jack. We have a winner in Superior's mayoral primary and other results from the Shawamigan Bay elections.
Are the banks in Superior finally going to reopen savings and checking accounts? Is your bank, United States Bank, going to keep your money or let you have at it?
Good question. I may have to tap you for a fin later on, old buddy.
Good luck. I have to say, you're taking the news of your bank staying closed pretty well. I've got an extra liver and onion sandwich in the icebox if you get hungry.
I don't think I'll ever get that hungry, Jack. Well, good evening, listeners. We do have new information about the banks. But topping our news tonight is the apparent beginning of the end of Prohibition. The Cullen Beer Bill passed the House of Representatives overwhelmingly yesterday by a vote of 316-97. All members of Wisconsin's delegation voted in favor of legalizing 3.2% beer, with only northern Wisconsin's Congressman Peavy not present for this historic vote. Today, the Senate Finance Committee approved the House measure after just 1 hour's discussion, heeding President Roosevelt's advice to hurry this legislation through as part of his New Deal to put men back to work. Chairman Harrison expects the bill to be approved tomorrow before the Senate. The Senate did add fruit juices and wine to a 3.2% alcohol content to the full House. Now, once it's approved and signed by the President, a 15-day waiting period will follow before beer and wine will be legal at local pubs. As banks around the nation slowly reopened after more than 10 days of limited or no service, U.S. Treasury Secretary William Wooden and President Roosevelt told reporters today that they will not tolerate the irresponsible operation of banks from now on. Both appeared grim as they promised to pass legislation to guarantee deposits and bring those responsible for those bank failures to justice. Said Secretary Wooden, "I could bite the head off of a tenpenny nail, thinking of persons who lost their life savings." Banker Joseph Harriman was arrested today in New York. Harriman is chairman of the Harriman National Bank and Trust. Mr. Harriman was arrested and arraigned at his home for falsifying his books in excess of $300,000. Mr. Harriman is confined to bed with a heart condition. Meanwhile, public confidence has been buoyed by the banking holiday. Banks reopening report more deposits than withdrawals. And today, the stock market's first day of trading since March the 5th saw shares rise. More banks in Duluth are reopening as officials from St. Paul give clearance to several banks. Madison officials are slower in sending authorization, but that is expected later this week. The Federal Reserve has authorized two Superior banks to resume full service, including banking deposits and withdrawals. The two banks given clean bills of health are the First National Bank of Superior and the National Bank of Commerce. And as I said, Jack, today is a momentous news day. March the 15th, 1933, will also be remembered as the day that President Roosevelt unveiled the first part of his New Deal jobs program. Tomorrow, FDR will send a bill to Congress that would immediately hire 250,000 men to work in the nation's forests. This, of course, could impact on our region with its plentiful forest land. Mr. Roosevelt's plan would also pay farmers to take unproductive land out of circulation to help stabilize low farm prices and to stave off farm foreclosures. But now this sobering international note, Jack, there are stirrings of war in Europe as the new German Chancellor, Adolf Hitler, is strengthening his power. British Prime Minister J. Ramsay MacDonald is urging a conference tomorrow or Friday in northern Italy between the continent's major powers. Now at issue is the Rhineland, Austria, and the Polish corridor, where the German imperial flag is said to be flying again. Italian Premier Mussolini and the French Premier Daladier are expected to meet with Herr Hitler and Mr. MacDonald to ease the tension.
Boy, you weren't kidding when you said today is a big news day, Luke.
Well, we still have results from yesterday's primary election coming up, right after you tell the good folks about our new sponsor, People's Drug.
Well, everybody has to go to a drugstore sooner or later. Sooner the better at People's Drug Store. At Belknap and Baxter in Superior, a member of the Walgreens systems. Well, let's see. A dollar for Ovaltine? No, it's been marked down to 63 cents. How about that? And here's Sal Hepatica. 18 cents. 18 cents. Used to be almost twice that. Bromo Seltzer? 42 cents. Used to be 60 cents. Here's aspirin. 100 aspirin for 39 cents. Goodness gracious. Ah, milk of magnesia. Phillips milk of magnesia yet. 31 cents. Lots of bargains today at the drug sale at People's Drug Store, but here's one last one. I don't really know much about this product. I never use it. It's Amelita lipstick with a $1 box of Amelita for 59 cents. Face powder, $1.50 value for 59 cents. Good grief. I can't go on anymore. I just can't believe these sales prices, but I guess they're true. That's at People's Drug Store in Superior. Lou.
Well, a record vote was cast yesterday in Superior City primary, and two men will run off for mayor in next month's general election. Unemployment candidate Bryn Ausby and former Mayor Fred Baxter will advance to the April 4th general election. Mr. Baxter recorded 4,017 votes, while Mr. Ausby had a little less than 3,000. But three others were also close behind. City Councilman H.B. Cox had 2,800 votes. Businessman Ellen Peck had 2,700 votes, and Lawrence Ryan was only a few votes behind Mr. Peck. More than 15,000 votes were cast in Superior yesterday. That compares with less than 13,000 in the 1931 election. KUWS radio news reporter Mike Simonson has the tally from Ashland.
Well, good evening, Lou. Ashland's mayoral primary was close. Frank Duge led the balloting with more than 1,500 votes, and John Dodd Sr. had 1,200 votes. They'll oppose each other in the April election. Henry Wolfman had 752 votes, and Walter Green 176. Now, Ashland's city council will hold a special meeting next week, anticipating congressional action legalizing beer. City Treasurer Evelyn White says the city must set up a way for taverns to reopen and sell beer, or anyone could peddle it. First Ward Supervisor Chris Locken says it wouldn't be a good idea to have beer sold alongside root beer floats at the local drugstore, for example, Lou.
One more election to report in Superior. Voters turned down a proposal to float bonds to build a $50,000 garbage incinerator by a large margin. 7,800 people opposed the incinerator, while only 5,100 people voted for it. And a couple more election notes. Madison voters renominated James Law for mayor, and Chicago voters elected Alderman Frank Kaur to replace martyred Mayor Anton Cermak. Anton Cermak, he died after being hit by assassin's bullets that were meant for President Roosevelt. Well, good listeners, here's a story that everyone should heed. Ashland Police Chief Elmer Sanders is investigating the theft of a fur coat and hat from the Marigold Cafe. It seems that while Peter Hansen was enjoying his lunch, a thief walked in and absconded with Mr. Hansen's clothing.
Oh, good grief. Crime is becoming such that you can't even use a coat and hat rack anymore? Here's our forecast from the United States Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth for this Wednesday evening, March the 15th, 1933. Ha! Warmer, how about that? We always like to hear that, as spring is just a few days away, good listeners. A low tonight of 12 under partly clear skies with a high temperature tomorrow of about 30 degrees with partly sunny conditions. The sun will set in about an hour. Set your watches at 6:15 and rise tomorrow morning at 6:21. Well, let's say we celebrate the opening of those two Superior National Banks with some fine music by Isham Jones and his orchestra, featuring an up-and-coming young singer. I wonder who he is. Bing Crosby's his name. On station KUWS.
Maid has got a shade on, sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat, has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die, sweet Miss Georgia Brown, and I'll tell you just why. You know that I do not lie, not much. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, sweet Georgia Brown. It's been said that she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get, must be fellas that she ain't met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, sweet Georgia. They call her sweet Miss Georgia Brown.
Ah, friends, nothing finer than the tones of Bing Crosby and Isham Jones Orchestra on station KUWS. Well, let's pass on these important announcements, friends. You can get travel bargains by train to most anywhere. Take an excursion on the safe, fast Chicago and Northwestern line. Why, just $10 for a round trip from the Superior Depot to Chicago. That's round trip, I said. $9 if you'd like to go to Milwaukee and back. See Chicago and Northwestern agent W.T. Stark at the depot. And here's something I never miss. The St. Patrick's Day Dance at the Eagles Ballroom this Friday. The 1933 St. Paddy's Day will be one of the best ever, with music by Society Serenaders, and it's just $2 to get in. And that's 25 cents in South Superior.
I've got my dancing shoes all ready. It's always a big shindig. And there's something about you wearing a leprechaun hat on that melon of yours.
Hey, let's not poke fun at the wearing of the green, or the size of my head. After all, it's got a lot of brains to hold. At the St. Patrick's Day Dance Friday night at the Eagles Ballroom at Broadway and Ogden in Superior. But now on with the music. Here's Gene Austin and Everything I Have Is Yours on the Martin and McKenna Show and station KUWS.
The more I'm with you, the more I can see. My love is yours alone. You came and captured a heart that was free. Now I've nothing I can call my own. Everything I have is yours. You're part of me. Everything I have is yours. My destiny. I would gladly give the sun to you if the sun were only mine. I would gladly give the earth to you and the stars that shine. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours, my life, my all. Now everything I have is yours. Everything that I possess, I offer you. Let my dream of happiness come true. I'd be happy just to spend my life waiting at your beck and call. Everything I have is yours. My life, my own.
The music of Gene Austin on station KUWS.
I hear that you're in the market for a car.
Well, now that my bank is reopened, I can start looking around, Lou. My 1919 Tin Lizzie pickup still runs okay, but it's pretty rough.
I always thought that it fits you to a T.
A Model T. I get it, Lou.
No, I mean the way that it rumbles down the street, kind of creaks and groans.
Yeah, like I do when I walk down the street, Lou?
The way it's slow to get started, especially in the winter.
Also like me, I suppose.
The way you can depend on it. It'll never let you down.
Yeah, well, I never thought of it like that. That Model T and I have a lot in common.
And the way the upholstery is full of holes and the tires are patched.
Okay, Lou, okay. That'll about do it. Let's get back to the music. Here's that new comedian and crooner, Jimmy Durante, with Inka Dinka Doo on station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lake.
And the rusty body and the peeled paint.
Hey, 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 hey. Cute, Ding, Lou. Real cute.
A dinka doo, a dinka dee, a dinka doo. Oh, what a tune, what a tune. All crooning. Ink, a dinka doo, a dinka dee, a dinka doo. It's got the whole world spooning. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. They've made their own paradise land singing. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee. A dink-a-doo simply means ink. A dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Ink. A dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. Just a crona, just a crona. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. There's a little bit of Bing Crosby in me. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. Come on, Jimmy. Here comes the finish. Pep it up. Hit it. Dink. A dink-a-doo. A dink-a-dee. simply means it. A dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee.
Yes, sir, the music of the Dink-a-Doo Man, Jimmy Durante, on station KUWS.
And the way the windshield is cracked and the air blows right through it.
He never quits. You're a regular Jimmy Durante, you know that, Lou?
Say, you mentioned buying something, and look who's here, Jack.
He is amazingly fast.
Hey, guys. It's a big news. George G. Newton Realty is expanding into used car sales.
Figures.
Jack, boy, have I got a beauty for you.
Let me know if you need any help, Jack.
Stay close, Lou. Hiya, George.
Isn't it great, guys? I mean, the president takes office just 11 days ago. He closes the banks, passes bills to create jobs. He's soon going to make beer legal again. Oh, boy. For a glass of suds without having to sneak around. Boy, that'll be nice, you know? Mm. After a hard day's work, sitting up there on the stool, solving all the world's problems with the guys again.
George, wow. George, we're on the air here.
Oh, yeah, okay. And anyway, Jack, Kappa's Garage over there in Ogden has a perfect car for you. I mean, it's got your name on it.
Yeah, that's what people say when I've got mud on my fenders. It's got my name on it.
Oh, you're quick, Jack, boy. Hey. You got $170, because that's all you're going to need to get this exceptionally clean 1934 coupe. $170, it's yours.
Well, at least you didn't say coupe. No, I don't have it now. I don't have it.
Okay, then. How about $155? I mean, Merrill and McMahon, they got a 1927 Nash coupe for 155 clams.
Nope.
$135? I mean, that'll get you a 1926 Hupmobile. It's just 7 years old, Jack boy.
Haven't got it.
Okay, then. Ever hear of a Willie's Night sedan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A 1924 model Merrill and McMahon. They've got that car on the back of their lot for $45. It'll still be a step up from your 1919 pickup.
Does it have a motor in it? $45, huh? Well, let's see. I may be able to swing that. What do you think, Lou?
Well, you'll have to get more mileage out of your old socks to help you pay for it. But with a trade-in, you could do it. Although I'm not sure what a 1924 Willie's Night sedan really is, or if you'll get anything for your old Model T.
Careful, you're talking about Lizzie. Stick around, George. Maybe we'll talk. One more tune, and we'll wish you a fine evening, friends. This is Victor Young and his orchestra. I found a million-dollar baby on a used car lot. On station KUWS.
$4 around a million dollar play. I kept buying china until the crowd got white.
Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the five band.
Boswell Sisters with Victor Young and his orchestra. Well, that's it for the Martin and McKenna show today. Stay tuned for Vincent Lopez and his Hotel St. Regis Orchestra, followed by Ed Wynn and his band. Yes, I said Ed Wynn, with Gray McNamee, Master of Ceremonies. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1933. A weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances provided by Kathy Loxo, Tom Martinson, Al Katz, Peter Nordgren, Bill Stock, John Munson, and Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or write us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1933. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.